This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
Some Sydney residents are being trapped in their homes, we are told today, as drivers use back routes to avoid paying the new M4 toll. The M4 toll between Parramatta and Homebush came into effect last week, charging people $4.56 each way. It means thousands of drivers are exiting off the M4 before they reach the toll, and that's causing traffic chaos in other areas. It's so bad that residents in Granville say they can't get out of their driveway during peak hour because so many cars are flooding local streets. Julia Finn is the State Labor MP for Granville. She's on the line. G'day, Julia.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm okay. Is it really that bad?
It is. I spoke to a couple pensioners who were unable to get out of their driveway last week because the old rat run is back. It's people who are getting off the M4 at the Cumberland Highway or avoiding getting on the highway or getting onto the M4 from the Cumberland Highway because they don't want to get off at Church Street. That's backed up 4 kilometres. So they're coming back ways through Guildford and Merrylands and trying to get onto Woodville Road and blocking up all these people's streets and making sure they actually can't get out of their driveways in the morning.
This is a normal reaction, though, isn't it? I mean, when you whack a toll, a new toll in place, you're going to have people who are going to be dodging it. You'll have more people dodging it in the first week or the first month, and then gradually those people, a lot of those people, will cave and go, okay, well, I'll go back and I'll pay the toll.
A lot of them will, but if you look at the change in traffic volumes when the M4 toll was taken off in 2010, it was an enormous change. So back then, even after 25 years, there were heaps of people avoiding using the M4 because they didn't want to pay a toll. So the government knew this was coming. And this toll is extortionate, $4.56 for only a small stretch of road between Parramatta and Homebush Bay Drive.
And I suppose the point of a lot of these residents is, hey, hang on a moment, what did we do to deserve all this extra traffic outside our front door?
Exactly. And they're going to be paying that toll for 43 years. It's well and truly over and above the cost of widening it. And it has an impact on those residents for the next 43 years too.
Julia, thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Julia Finn, the State Labor MP for Granville. We've had a lot of calls and emails to this effect, and Gladys Berejiklian acknowledged yesterday that there has been a change in driver behaviour. Surprise, surprise, when there's a new toll, people will go out of their way to avoid it. But will they keep on avoiding it, and will these residents have to cop the increased traffic for years to come? Or will people eventually cave and think, okay, I'll suck it up and pay the $4.56 each way? It's a lot of money.